Our next item is subdivision 2013-5, Gulfstream Glen Cove LLC.
Mr. Chairman, this application was heard on October 10th of 2013. The commission deferred action. You left the record open for receipt of written comments and for receipt of comments from DENREC in reference to the court order change for the tax ditch right-of-way easement. This item appeared on the January 23rd, 2014 agenda. We provided you with written comments that were received from the opposition, comments received from DENREC Watershed Branch, and we provided you a copy of the revised preliminary plan. Action was deferred that evening. On February 13th of this year, we provided you with additional written comments received from the opposition, and we advise that the preliminary plan's been reduced from 17 lots to 16 lots, that they have provided a spoil placement area on the site, and you determined that the record was to be left open for receipt of an approved court order change from DENREC. On February 22nd of this year, the staff notified the applicants that the sign advertising the lots for sale are in violation of the zoning code since the applicants don't have an approved or recorded subdivision plan. And most recently, we just provided you with additional written comments in opposition to the application. We also provided you a copy of the court order change number 17 that was approved by DENREC on March 11th of this year. And as of right now, the record is still open.
Thank you, Mr. Abbott. And Mr. Chairman, other members of the commission, I had the opportunity to come in a little bit early today and meet with Mr. Abbott and go over some of the questions and comments that were related to the correspondence that we got. I wanted to make sure that I was familiar with any of the differences between the first preliminary site plan that was submitted and the second one after the court order change, and just to get familiar with the what I found a little confusing, and Mr. Abbott was helpful in steering me through the email chain between Matt Grabowski of the drainage and the applicants and what they were proposing. And a part of the summation Mr. Abbott gave to me was that the, as he just stated from his notes, that the number of lots has been dropped from 17 down to 16. He showed me how the new court order change affected which side that the buffer would go along, that there was a spoils area and a buffer was going to flip-flop alongside Windmill Road, and I was glad to have that information. I think that what I would like to do on this is be able to give the other commissioners an opportunity to also seek Mr. Abbott's counsel and see what the changes are, or anyone else on the staff. The record is still open. I would like to close the record. But I would also like to ask Mr. Robertson if he had any comment or anything about the signage violation and clean hands.
Well, I did look under the county's clean hand ordinance as was requested, and that, when you read that ordinance, it applies to financial obligations, taxes, sewer bills, that type of thing. It doesn't apply to, like, subdivision code violations or zoning code violations. So the clean hands ordinance would not apply in this case to the commission's ability to act on this particular preliminary site plan approval. I will say, though, that it's somewhat disturbing that a violation notice was mailed, and I believe that somebody had verified that the sign's still up even today, you know, offering lots for sale out there. So, you know, unfortunately, under the clean hands ordinance, there's not anything we can do with regard to the subdivision. But there is a provision for fines in the subdivision code for days that they continue in violation.
I would like to see this application be moved forward, certainly, because I don't think it's been you know, it's been like watching paint dry for everyone concerned. It's been an open issue for 6 months, but I think it was one of those things where at least delay is preferable to error on this, and there was a lot of interest from surrounding existing homeowners that had questions, and you know, without burying the lead, it seemed to me from my counsel with Mr. Abbott this afternoon that the applicant has gone through a proper procedure and everything with Matt Grabowski and the people in seeking the court order change to affect some of the issues that had sprouted up as a result of this application. Like I say, I would like to move it forward, but I would like to just close the record tonight and have this put on our next agenda. Can we get it back on the agenda on the 24th?
Yes.
Yeah.
We can. Unless anybody else has any comments, I'll make a motion for deferral.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2013-5, Gulfstream Glen Cove, LLC. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is...
Before you move, I think you ought to also, just so it's clear, make a motion to close the record.
Oh,
Mr. Smith.
That's right. Okay. I forgot all about that.
Yeah. Did he make that part of your motion, Mr. Smith? Or
I will clearly address it into the microphone, and thank you, sir. Yes, Mr. Chairman, regarding subdivision number 2013-5, the applicant being Gulfstream Glen Cove, LLC, my motion is to formally close the record at this time.
Second.
So moved and seconded to close the record on subdivision 2013-5, Gulfstream Glen Cove, LLC. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, then. Thank you.